We are learning Masechta Beya, Daf Chaf Hei Amar Beis, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top. Va'amar Rami Ba'aba. We mentioned a memra of Rami Ba'aba about Hefshev and the Tuach, and we're going to mention another memra of Rami Ba'aba, a little bit like Agadat Gemara. Va'amar Rami Ba'aba, Chatzuva Mekata Ragleim Dereshia. From the plant called the Chatzuva grass, that grass, we call, it's a kitrug on the Rasham. It's a lesson for the Rasham to learn. What's this chatsuva? What's this type of grass? This grass grows straight and doesn't spread out to the sides. And they use this a lot of times to make the different boundaries of fields because it doesn't go into someone else's boundary at all. And we see from here, carefully have to be this. Keep your own stuff. Only use your own things. Don't take other people's things. Don't steal from other people. Don't steal any property from other people. And you see that from the plant called the chatsuva, which that will be a lesson for the Rasham. Netia, which means a tree, a sapling that was planted, and the first 3 years, Allah is Arla, you can't eat it. You have to hold yourself back. It's yummy blueberries, whatever it is, and you can't eat it for 3 years. That's Bekata Raglayim de Katzvayad Balainidas. That teaches a lesson for the butchers and the Balainidas. The butchers are the people who serve the meat even before Hefshev and Netuach. And what's wrong with that? And Rashi says, because sometimes it's found a treifa. So it's better if you cut it off first. So they jumped the gun. And Barley Nidah is also someone who is with his wife, even though she's still a Nidah. Doesn't wait till she's tayvel. And it's like a Kal v'chaymer. Madoch, Arlo, you wait 3 years. Here you can't wait a few minutes to cut up the meat or a few days until the wife is tayvel. So therefore, it's a lesson to learn out from Arlo. Now Taisa has a question on Rashi. Rashi says that over here, the problem is you're going to come to eat treifas. That's why it's not good to eat it before the meat cut off. We just learned before, the whole reason why you have to cut off the meat is only as derech eretz, not as treifas. So Tosfos answers, he says like this, of course, there's no chiyuv to cut it off. It's only as derech eretz. But if someone actually finds treif in it, he's not called an oinus. Why? Because if we would have acted with regular derech eretz, so then it wouldn't have happened. So therefore, since it didn't act derech eretz, it's not called the anus anymore, and that's why it's a tiny. So the Gemara further, turmasa is a bean that takes a long time to cook, and the Gemara says it takes 7 times, you cook it 7 times until it gets soft and sweet. So from there, it's mekater aglayim l'sanayim shal Yisrael. That's a lesson connected to Yisraelim who do avodah zarah. Because the pasuk says, shenema, and like loshen sanayim shal Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael is loshen saginar, really means Klal Yisrael himself. Shenema says in the pasuk that the Yidden did Avodah Zarah 7 times and they still didn't learn their lesson. And Hashem had to bring Praniyah 7 times. That's Kilo Hashem cooked them 7 times and they didn't get softened. So a Tormasa is really better than them. Shenema v'sifu bnei Yisrael lasa rabbi ne Hashem. V'yavdu v'sa ba'olam. That's number 1. V'sa ashtar reis number 2. These all names of Avodah Zarah. V'sa lehi aram is 4. Is 3. V'sa lehi tzidon is 4. V'sa lehi mayor is 5. V'sa lehi bnei Amoyin is 6. V'sa lehi plishtim is 7. These 7 Avodah Zarahs. And the Pasuk is after was still v'yavdu v'sa Hashem v'lo yavdu. And they didn't return to Hashem. So it means from a tormis, you cook it 7 times, it already is soft. And even after 7 times of pranis, Hashem had to give them pranis 7 times, they didn't learn the lesson. And Gemara says further, V'yaz Hashem lo yavadu, Mashnem V'yaz was Hashem. This is already that they left Hashem. Ein yedesh lo yavadu, so I know that they didn't serve Hashem, they ran away from Hashem. Matam lo yavadu, which means the Lashon Rav says they were mekabel Hashem. Amar Avlozom Makarish Baruch Hu. Feel like a tormas hazeh. It's a different use of tormas now. Saying tormas last time was served as dessert. He said you don't even serve me as dessert. You run after the Avodah and you don't even mitzarif me at all in the picture at all. You don't bring me in the picture at all. Amar Avlozom Makarish Baruch Hu. Feel like a tormas hazeh. Shalom and service upon me. They soak it 7 times. So ichleis b'knu chesud. They eat it for dessert. Lo yasu nevana. You didn't treat me like that. Yimamish only go to Avodah Zarah. Something more about Tano Mishmeder Ameya. But Pneiman the Torah Yisrael. Why was the Torah? Why did Klai Yisrael Zeichet to the Torah? Which is one of the things the Torah does is soften our midos, make us softer people. But Pnei Shein Azim, because Klai Yisrael they're very strong, very strong minded. Therefore, they need the Torah to soften them. Tano Rebbe Shmuel says the same idea from a brings it from a pasuk. Pasuk says Mimina Eish Tos Lamer that in the Torah. The Torah was in the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Torah that's called Esh, fire. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruuna Lolo Shnoslam Das Esh. The Klai Yisrael's Rayu, that they should be given the Torah of fire, because since they're so strong, you need the fire to soften them. Yigid Amri, another Girsa another pshat in this pasuk, Miminah Eish Lezlamai, mean the Seyim Shal Elu Eish, the Minhagim of Klai Yisrael's Eish. And Shalmoyed Natari Yisrael, not Natari Givet Yisrael, Inkal Umma Veloshan Yechayim Lamav Neim. No one will be able to handle them because they are so strong, because their Teva is like Eish. And if we read the pasuk like this, Miminah Eish Das Lamai, we gave it to Klai Yisrael because they are Eish. Because they are a shtick fai, therefore we gave them the Torah. So here the Eish is not going on Torah, it's going on the Eden, who are strong like Eish. There are three things that are very strong. You can't be a victor over them at all. Yisrael, Umais, Klai Yisrael, and the Umais. There's no, Klai Yisrael are the last forever. They are the strongest people. Kela v'chayis, a dog by all the chayis, is the strongest. Tarnagol v'ayfis, the chicken by the ayfis. Yes, af is behemedaka. Some say it's the goat from the behemedakas, from the small behemoths. Yes, af tzlaf bilanas. Also, but tzlaf also has a certain azaz. Rashi says, I don't know what the azaz is on a tzlaf. It's a caper tree. I don't know what the azaz is on a caper tree. Taisa speaks out two things about a caper tree that are different than other trees. First of all, the caper tree itself makes three different pears. Even the leaves of it are considered pears, and the fruits are considered pears. Another thing is, they make a pears every day. It produces pears every single day, which is not like other trees. And that's the azaz. Zot Gemara Vayta. Back to the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Shachta v'soda le'ivir ha'mayit. Shachta the animal in the field. Don't bring it in on poles, because it's a zilzal from yant. We want to bring out other things that are zilzal yant. Tana Ravon. Ina suma yoytze b'maklai. Even on yant, if we let it carry a stick, a blind person should not go out with his walking stick on yantiv, called zilzal yantiv. Right away, the Rosh speaks out that of course we're not talking about a sumo who can't walk without a stick. If he can't get anywhere without a stick, of course it's mutter. It's not worse than someone who has like the case that they're asking the Gemara and Shabbos that says someone has a fake foot. You're allowed to walk like that. It's only make a walk. So here, this is extra leg. So therefore, avada, if you can't walk without the walking stick, of course you're allowed to take it. We're talking about a sumo who's just visually impaired, and he needs it to help him walk straighter. He should not use the makel on yontif because it's zilzal yontif. Another halacha, but loya roya v'tamilay. A roya should not go out, even on yontif, be allowed to carry, should not go out with his sack. Because it's bizayin for yontif. Then yaitze mekise. They shouldn't carry the chashuv of people on chairs on yontif. You know, on the weekday, you could do it like that, but don't taste it. The chashuv is to get carried around on chairs. Don't carry them around on yontif. Echad ish v'echad ish, say a woman and say a man. It's not covered yontif for that. Break the markasha. Any Bashalach Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi sent to the Chachamim, Zokin Echaloy Vishkunah Seinu, Vayyotzei, Begalut Gishalai. There was an older person in our neighborhood, and they used to take him out on his chair. Uvalu Bashalach of Shuron Levi. So he's sending the story, Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi is sending the story to the Chachamim. There was a Zokin in our area that used to go out with one of these chairs on Yontif, and they went to ask him, Shuron Levi, is it Mutter not? But Amar said, "Rab Mitzricheloi, if they need him in the Beis Medrash for a drasha, there's no other way to get him there. You let it carry him on a chair. Mutter." V'samchu Rabbi Seinu al Divrei Achi Shakya, and Rabbi Seinu was soimich on Divrei Achi Shakya. The Amar, he said, "I know afikta. I myself brought out Rav Huna mehini l'shili m'shili hini. I brought from here to shili m'shili hini. I guess this also there was a tzarchi rabbim, and they needed to bring him for a drasha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I know afikta lemar Shmuel." From the sun to the shade, and the shade to the sun. So I did this. The question is, we just finished saying that you're not allowed to take someone out on a chair. Here it says, you're not allowed to take someone out on a chair. So I already jumped the gun. I told the Gemara. Tarez Gemara says like this. My Rabbi Tzrich Lemutter. The Rabbi needs you for the drasha, needs you for whatever reason. Then it's mutter to take him out. You need him. You shouldn't get sick in the sun. Bring him to the shade. When the Rabbi Tzrich Eloi, then they relaxed the Issa of Zilzal Yonta, and he said you could take him out on a chair. Omer Rav Nachman L'Chom Ba'ada Shliach Tzion. Chom Ba'ada was called the Shliach Tzion, the Shliach, the messenger to Eretz Yisrael, because he used to make a lot of trips to Eretz Yisrael, and anytime they had to send anything to Eretz Yisrael, they sent it with him. So he was planning a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and they told him, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, go the long way, take the mountain pass, past the city called Tzur, and go ask Rav Yaakov Idi Ashayla. He's like Lahasam, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Akim Vizil Asum of the Tzur. Go around the long way and go past the mountain of Tzur, that it's called actually the ladder of Tzur. Vazilagabe the Rav Yaakov Eidi. Go ask Rav Yaakov Eidi about that story. What do you hold back carrying someone out on a chair on Yom Tov? At the Oswald Hospital, by the time he got there, Nach Nach Rav Yaakov Eidi. Rav Yaakov Eidi was nifted, he was an older man, he was nifted. I couldn't ask him. He saw it when he got there at Yisrael. Ashkeche, the Rav Zriki, Farab Zriki, Omalei, Socham Va'ada, the Shliach Tzion asked Rav Zriki, Kisim out the bay, what do you hold about a kise carrying out on chairs? Omalei, it's mutter to do, but don't take him out in leikatev. What does that mean? Vachleikatev. I'm Rabbi Yosef Brei the Rava ba'alunke, which means there's one way to carry chairs. Each hold like the the armrest they're carrying. That's fine, but another way to carry used to have four people. Each guy put his hand on the other one's shoulder, and they put the chair on that. This way they go much further and much quicker. This way. That's a zilzal yontif. You can't bring the chair in that way, in the way it's called yikate. Pray to Markasha, ain't he? Rav Nachman Sharli Yalta Mephik Alunki. He allowed Yalta to go out even Alunki, even on the people's shoulders, like we just the way we just explained how it looked. So to Markasha, Yalta the beast, she was scared to sit in a chair and they're holding regular. The only way she was comfortable if it was carried like this. Pray to Markasha, what do you mean? Only by Tzarech Rabim it's mutter. And the Torah says that they have to say there was also a tzarech rabim for her to go out. She was the wife of the Reish Galusa, of the Reish Agayla, and therefore she's the wife of Reish Agayla. She was the wife of Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman was the main person in the Reish by the Reish Galusa, and therefore they needed her there by the Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa was like the king above all. It was the same thing as a king was there at Shaul, the Reish Galusa was, and they needed the altar there. Therefore, they let her carry out, and she was scared to be carried out regularly. Therefore, they let her carry out on the kasvayim. Another ma'isa, maybe ma'zot of a kastler of Shabbos the regular. They brought her out on the Yom Tov, and they brought Rav Meir Zutra to give the drashas on Yom Tov. They brought him out in the Derech Kituf on the shoulders, the way we explained, with the hands on each other's shoulders. Why Mishum B'Susa? Because they were scared. When they were scared of the Emes HaTzibur, the people standing up for them, they were scared, and therefore they had to carry in this way. It shouldn't be scared. But I don't know, different pshat is from Duchat Tzibur. Another pshat is because there's packed of people, all waiting for them to sit down. So the quicker they go, the better. And therefore, they did it in this way, so get them to a seat quicker. Like upon them, that's what comes out from this Gemara. Different things are Zilzal Yontif. And we're saying it's Mutter Delakatef on Ram Tzricheloi, and be a susa. And if not, it's better just to carry them regular, not to carry them al-kasvayim.